The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
And I'm thinking the same about the Aussie dollar at the moment. So if you're a billionaire with a thriving export business, you're probably loving where the Aussie dollar is right now, which
spoiler alert, I'm not.
In the toilet. And so tell us, how is the Aussie dollar doing at the moment?
Not great, Ben. Mm. Not if you're heading off to America, especially. So yesterday it fell to, I think it was 63 US cents. Yeah. It's back to around 65 now. The average for this year is 68.5. Look, it's not great, but what the falling dollar is good for is the state budget, because a lower Aussie dollar boosts the value of royalty income. So even though the price of iron ore is going down, the royalties are going up because of the Aussie dollar falling. A lot of up and down there, but so you know what I'm saying.
Yes, it's the sort of thing. It's the sort of thing where if you have to export, people who'll be buying our goods will be buying them for cheaper, so they'll buy more of them compared to other markets where it might not be as cheap. So I guess I understand it from that perspective. But you know, for us as just plebs going on holidays, yeah, not an ideal time if you're going to America. You're going to pay a little bit more for that burger and that Budweiser. Mm. But there's not all doom and gloom. Like the Aussie dollar is trading pretty well at the moment against the Japanese yen, and they're opening their borders next month to tourism again, so that's great. And it's how well do you know the conversion rate between Aussie dollar and Indonesian rupiah? Do you keep it? Have you been to Bali much?
Oh, I haven't been to Bali for years, obviously.
At the moment, it's like about 9,800. So, okay. Yeah, so 9,800, which I think is
that's
okay.
Right. That's,
I think
it's okay. That's about what I remember it to
yeah,
be.
Yeah, about around about, yeah, like close to that 10,000 ropes for a dollar. So, you know,
well, swings and roundabouts. We had a crew at the airport the other day for some other story, and there was a group of ladies wearing matching T-shirts saying the Real Housewives of Mandra heading to Bali. So I'm sure they'll be stoked at the exchange rate.
Oh, gosh.
To have your say, or if you have a story, email the team at thewestlive@wanews.com.au.